Christopher Rutherford lived in Newport, Ohio. He was an award-winning sports reporter before he turned in his notebook for a rifle and a tour of duty in Iraq. He died near Balad on July 2nd when a roadside bomb detonated near his vehicle. Fred Kite of member station WOUB in Athens, Ohio, has this remembrance.
Neighbors in this small southeast Ohio town along the Ohio River want Gary and Penny Rutherford to know how sorry they are about the death of their 25-year-old son, Chris. For some, this means saying a prayer at the Valley View Baptist Church in nearby Reno, Ohio. Members of the congregation wipe away tears and hug each other, and after the service they share their memories of Lieutenant Chris Rutherford. Brenda Taylor remembers Rutherford as a friend to her daughter when they were in high school.
Right off the bat, you knew that Chris was the kind of person. Ordinarily, parents of freshmen daughters don't feel very good about their daughter spending time with, you know, older boys, but you just never had that worry with Chris. He was stand up, he was honest, he would do what he said he was going to do when he was going to do it.
As his childhood buddy, Eric Reed saw another side of Rutherford, a playful side that earned him the nickname Wild Thing. It happened in high school where they played basketball and football together. Reed says they were freshmen at a pep rally when Chris volunteered to sing before the entire school.
Wild Thing! You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy.
He went down there and he just performed amazingly, and there were many people that called him Wild Thing after that. It was just Chris, though, just being awesome.
Dean Booth lives next door to the Rutherfords in a split-level ranch house nearly identical to theirs. Booth says he was surprised when Rutherford suddenly enlisted in the Army.
He just had a real zest for life, and he was such an impetuous guy. And I used to kid his dad about he would go through cars and girlfriends, really quickly. So I could imagine, if I know Chris, the way he come to this conclusion was he was going to be a journalist, and he, being the great guy that he was, and he believed in the cause, and he thought, I think I can do some good over there. And by gosh, the next day he did it.
Rutherford earned a journalism degree from a local college and was a sports reporter at a local newspaper and radio station. In Iraq, his job was to guard convoys, and Gary Rutherford says his son saw a lot of action.
He told me, he said, you know, I have faith in our equipment, and I have faith in my people and my men. That was the number one thing. He had tremendous faith in the young men that were following him.
One of those men was Sergeant Shane Marshall, who wrote from Iraq in an online condolence that Chris Rutherford was a good leader who will be in my heart and memories. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.